I'm Rick Smith, and this is Labor History in Two.
On this day in labor history, the year was 1785. That was the day the General Society of Mechanics and Tradesmen of the City of New York was founded. 22 skilled craftsmen with the motto, "By hammer in hand, all arts do stand," met on Pine Street to form a benevolent organization that could provide culture, education, and social services to craftsmen and their families. 2 months later, founders met for their annual meeting. They represented many of the city's trades, including hatters, butchers, sailmakers, bolters, and comb makers. In his book, Chance Democratic, historian Sean Willett states, "The General Society was intended to be a semi-political umbrella organization for all of the city's independent mechanics, to help oversee the trades and secure favorable legislation from local and national government. The group captured the ideal of mutuality and craft pride essential to artisan fraternities since the Middle Ages." The General Society opened one of the city's first free schools at a time when there were no public schools. It established a tuition-free mechanics institute, the General Society Library, and lecture series. The Mechanics Institute, founded in 1858, continues to provide free evening trades-related instruction. The library, established in 1820, is the second oldest library in New York City. It is also one of the few remaining membership-circulated libraries. Its collections and archives span two centuries. The General Society continues its tradition of public lectures in the form of the Labor, Literature, and Landmark series. More recently, it has added the Artesian Lecture Series that features lectures by master artisans. The series also promotes the work and art of skilled craftsmen. The General Society has been at its current location at 20 West 44th Street since 1885.